This show furnished by Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervy's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervy. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervy and Carrie Kasem.
Good evening, Los Angeles.
And are you going to say good afternoon?
I didn't say it. First time in 7 years I said good evening. Well, we're late.
I know.
Good afternoon.
There you go.
Wherever you're listening, we wish you well. This is Gervy's Law. I'm Alan Gervy. I'm the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn. And today, as usual, as we start a little later than usual, I'm here to be the managing partner of your life. And Carrie Kasem is here with me. She's beautiful. If you can't see her, check her out. Look her up. What is with your hair? I love it. It's got so much body. What did you do? You washed it for the first time?
I did. I washed first time in a few months. No, I just got it done. I can't believe you even recognized
it. I can't believe
that.
It. I mean, you looked
at
me.
I just got it done.
If your boyfriend wasn't sitting next to you, my heart started fluttering a little bit. And it was only because of the full hair.
After 6 years.
I really can talk hair. I know nothing about
you
law.
You got a haircut.
I did.
I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It does. It's not as full. What kind of shampoo do you use?
Oh my lord! I don't know what she used on me, but it's
amazing.
Well, thank you. Gosh, you're so full of compliments this evening.
I'm not.
It's so rare.
So we've got a new audience listening to us today.
Yeah,
the basketball audience, the USC basketball. Go Trojans!
Go!
They may be driving home, and they may haven't changed the channel on the radio as they listen to Gervy's Law. Big USC Trojan fans here. Right, Carrie?
Yes.
Yes.
Woohoo!
They beat Harvard.
My stepdad, who went to Harvard, is not very happy.
No.
No.
Well, I am because I went to Brown, and we used to lose to Harvard in basketball all the time. So it was nice to see the Trojans taking care of the Crimson in the Orlando tournament. Who listens to USC basketball, by the way?
I bet a lot of people right now.
I don't know.
Maybe.
If you listen to USC basketball, call us up at 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. Ask us about Gervy's Law. Ask us what you want to know about why you're still listening to KBC after the game is over and why you listen to the game.
It's horrible. There's people who love college basketball.
But it doesn't translate on radio. I mean, football I get. You listen to football, but, you know, he's in the corner. It's a three-pointer. It's good.
I mean, look, there's people who can't watch it on TV, right? So they have to have their game somehow, and I think this is a great medium. How else? I mean, how else are you going to get it? Maybe on your phone.
Internet.
Maybe it's not good. I don't know. People listen to basketball and football and hockey like you,
yes,
and anything else where they can get their game.
Last night, had a great night at the Staples Center. My kids, Hudson and Harper.
I saw.
Did you see the pictures?
Yes.
Hanging out with all of the Winnipeg Jets. It was pretty amazing. Thank you, Winnipeg Jets. You did a great job. Blake Wheeler, captain of the Jets, posed with my son, Hudson, and my daughter, Harper. And then, of course, Mark Scheifele, Kyle Connor, Patrick Laine, and all the Jets. Hanging out, taking pictures. We should post them. Yeah, I always do that.
How do you get these guys to...
I know their schedules. I'm a stalker.
But you really are, because every time you go to a game, a Winnipeg game, you have all the players lining up with your kids.
Yeah, they're all with my kids. And last night was no exception. They signed their jerseys.
Cool.
Hudson has all the signatures on their jerseys. It was so much fun, and we thank the Jets. They're really great guys. Hockey players are great guys. A couple of weeks ago, my kids were with the Clippers, and they posed with Lou Williams, Montrezl Harrell, by the way. Basketball players, they did the high fives. The kids were, they high fived both the Clippers and the Jets. And hockey players seem to high five better than basketball players for the kids. I don't know why. Maybe they're just.
Well, they're kind of tall.
Maybe that's
it. I have a question, like a serious one for you.
Yeah, I'm very serious.
Very serious one. Why do you do a law show?
Why?
Why don't you do a sports show? You are so, I mean, you know more about sports than most of these people on air. It's like your passion is sports. You got to do a sports show, Alan.
You don't like my I love the show.
But, wait, look, you know, why wouldn't be your co-host? I wouldn't be your co-host for the sports show.
Would you?
Of course.
You know nothing about sports. You're like my wife.
I know some.
That's some nothing. She was not. She
can
was
tell
video,
you who the best looking players are.
She was videotaping me talking to all the players. Yeah, the best looking players. The Jets are really good looking. She was videotaping me talking to them and talking with the kids and everything. She was laughing. And then she said afterwards, she says, "You are on fire." I was making every one of them laugh. They were like, they're real straight faced.
Yeah,
they were
dead,
going to the game. They were really, motivated and focused. And they were cracking up. They're like, "Who is this guy? Who is this guy?" I said, "See you next year. We'll be hanging out,
you
waiting for you."
Invite them on the show.
Yeah, well, they're kind of busy. They went back to Winnipeg today.
Yeah, but still, they could call in.
They could.
That would be cool.
They had enough of me last night. I don't know that they're going to call in. So why do I do a law show? Because, like, today we have a super duper law show, hardcore law. Ken Davis.
He's so into law. It's unbelievable.
He's got the greatest stories ever. If you haven't heard of Ken Davis, you are really going to enjoy today's show. He is a storyteller beyond storytellers. And then Peter Walzer, and he is a lawyer. We finally got a preeminent lawyer on the show.
Got one.
Alan Dershowitz, you know, he doesn't count. Jerry Spence, he doesn't count.
Gloria
Ethelie
Allred.
Bailey,
no.
Gloria Allred.
No.
And we even had Laura Wasser on about three times.
Yeah, a lot. She's been on quite a lot.
But and she actually is buddies with Peter Walzer, so.
Oh.
So, right. You know, there's like something they have in common. But we have to talk first before we get to. And by the way, Peter Walzer, if you want to do your research while you're listening, all you USC basketball fans, check him out at Walzer and Melcher at the .com in Woodland Hills. He's the president of the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers. If you have questions about divorce, we're going to talk about why you don't file for divorce in December at Christmas time. And what's going to happen in January? There's going to be a flood of divorces in January. So if you're not really secure about your relationship, Peter's going to tell you certain signs.
How to get out of it easy. Just, you know, how to do it.
No,
how to make a lot of money and get out.
No, you may be surprised that you may get an email about getting divorced. But if you have any questions for Peter, feel free to call at 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-KABC. You can talk to one of the preeminent divorce attorneys in the state, in the country. Peter Walzer will be with us in the next half hour.
And it's free. You know how much these lawyers cost? They cost so much per
hour.
How
do you know he's not going to charge them?
Oh, he's not going to charge them? Come on, it's KBC. We're free. So we're free. We give free things
away here.
You
know what's amazing about divorce attorneys, and I really love it because Laura, we've had a few on, and Peter, and I'm sure I've heard him talk about this, is they really encourage you to try and work things out. Even though they make money off of divorces, they know that in the best interest of children, in the best interest of relationships, if you can work it out, and Peter's no different, he's got the right attitude. If you have to get divorced, he's going to help you. But try to work it out.
Yeah. I mean, those are the good lawyers. There's some that like the fight and like the money. And I, you know.
Yeah, we're going to ask Peter who those are.
Okay, good. Because I'm sure he'll name them. But I can't wait to hear about Ken getting a gun pointed to his head.
Oh,
That's the story. And then the dead body he's come
across. Yeah, we're going to tease you with that because the gun that was pointed at his head, the guy actually killed someone. And we want to hear his theory because I've heard him say it. You know, I was listening to an interview with Ken Davis and he was talking about, well, I know I have some theories about why the murder took place and everything. Mm-hmm. And we're going to tease you with it. I'm going to hear it. Today, we're going to hear it. I got to tell you about storytelling because we got to take a break in a couple minutes. We're going to get Ken Davis on the air, then Peter Walzer. We're going to be here for a while. So if you're USC basketball fans, hang tough. This is going to be more exciting than a blowout of Harvard. The fact of the matter is, Carrie, you know a lot about me, but you didn't know that I was the champion storyteller in the province of Manitoba when I was 12 years old.
I did not know that.
That's true.
Wow.
I went to a competition and I won the competition. The story that I told was Millie the Moth. That was my story. I was 12 years old. There was a newspaper article the next day, and they called me the madly gesturing Alan Gervey tells the story of Millie the Moth to win the Manitoba Storytelling Championships.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
And so do you still have it? Yeah, that little...
The clip? Of course I do. Aww. It's got a picture of me with my arms wide open, out, my eyes are wide open, and I'm telling the story of Millie the Moth. It goes on forever. We don't have a lot of time as I'm looking at my watch, but I'll give you the punchline in the okay. Millie the Moth. So okay. Millie the Moth was the story I told about he was in a competition, or she, I can't remember who was a male or female. Back then it was probably a male. Now I'd say it would be like neutral gender.
What is it, binary? What is that?
What buy say? What?
You non-binary
buy, you
something?
You want to buy something?
No,
no, that's
know.
Something that doesn't
gender
stick to
neutral.
You.
Gender neutral, I think it's what it is. Yeah.
Millie the Moth went into competitions throughout the world, and she ate and she ate and she ate, and she won. And then she went to the next competition. She ate and she ate and she won. That goes on for about 10 minutes as I'm mildly gesturing, as I'm doing right here. Too bad it's radio. And then we go through the whole thing. She makes it to the universe final against a different planet champion storyteller. And I mean, not story,
moth eater. Yeah,
eater. No, eater.
Yeah, eater.
It wasn't a moth eater. Yeah. That's the whole. So he goes and goes, and we go through the whole thing, and she wins every competition. She gets to the last one. She eats and eats and eats and eats, and she loses. Have you ever seen a moth ball?
Oh my God. Is that really how you ended it?
Have you ever seen a moth ball?
So bad.
You're listening to Gurvey's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. We're going to be back with Ken Davis after this.
AM 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. Friday's stabbing of three people in the Dutch city of The Hague does not have evidence of a terrorist motive, that according to police. Three teenagers were hurt in Friday's incident, the same day two people were killed in another stabbing attack in London. A 35-year-old suspect is under arrest in the Hague stabbing. Police say a motive is still being investigated. Composer Irving Berge has died at the age of 95 in Barbados. He died Friday due to complications from heart failure. Berge was best known for making Caribbean music popular, especially with the hit song Dale, more properly known as the Banana Boat Song, which was a big hit for Harry Belafonte. The song was featured in the movie Beetlejuice, and had also been used as a wake-up call for astronauts on the space shuttle Atlantis in 1997. Berge was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2007 and was a former member of its board of directors. KABC SoCal weather, mostly cloudy through tonight with lows in the upper 40s to mid-50s. More news coming up in 30 minutes, continuing coverage at KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
It's Black Friday at the Home Depot, where, for a limited time, we've trimmed 20% off all artificial Christmas trees. Plus, right now, you'll also get free delivery. Come pick out your favorite, and you can take the magic home for the holidays. Or, right now, choose free delivery, and we can do it for you. Get 20% off. Plus free delivery on all artificial Christmas trees for a limited time only. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, see store for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss due to defective earplugs, call us now for a free case review. Call 800-590-4514. That's 800-590-4514.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-773-5124 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-773-5124. 800-773-5124. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-773-5124.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposures, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner. If you're suffering from a work-related injury, Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now, 855-4-RGW-LAW, 855-4-RGW-LAW, or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Real news. Straight talk. AM 790 KABC.
All right. Hollywood Nights. Who sang that?
Bob Seger.
You want to hear this?
I stole that from Ken.
You want to hear a story? Because before the break, I was telling you I was a storyteller. I got a Bob Seger story. And when Ken Davis comes on, I'm sure he's going to have so many stories. He's going to just, you know, story me under the table. It's like one story back and forth, the dueling pianos. So I was on the dating game many years ago.
Oh, Lord.
And I was selected as the dream date for a young woman named Annette Sinclair. And we won a trip to Puerto Vallarta. And I was so excited. Annette Sinclair was like the hottest girl I'd ever seen back in the day.
Yeah.
And she probably still is. Don't know what ever happened to her. And so we win this trip. I'm all excited. And the day before the trip, I get a call from Annette Sinclair. We were going to go with a chaperone, of course.
Yeah.
And she says, I can't go. And my heart sunk. What do you mean you can't go? I've been like dreaming about this from our dream date for the last 3 weeks since I won this darn show. She says, well, my boyfriend got a wind of this, that I'm going with you to Puerto Vallarta. And I can't go. And I said to her, your boyfriend, who cares? Who cares your boyfriend? We're just going to go and have some fun. You got to go. And she goes, well, he is on a tour right now. And he told me I can't go. And I said, on a tour? What? He's at Universal Studios. He's one of those tour guides. He drives that little tram around. He's a tour guide. He says, well, no. Have you ever heard of the Silver Bullet Band? I said, yeah, I've heard of them. Big deal. And he goes, well, the guy Bob Seger, you heard of him? I said, yeah, I heard of him. He says, well, that's my boyfriend.
Oh, my God. And he, like, okayed her going on the dating game?
Apparently she did it because she wanted to be an actress. And
so she needed exposure.
Yeah. So, and I was listening to KLOS, actually. Isn't that the station we're on right now? The sister station for KABC?
Sister station, yeah.
KLOS. And I remember them saying, the next week, all of a sudden, on the air, I'm listening, because I never went on the dream date until like a month later with someone who I couldn't stand, because I had to select someone who wasn't my sister or my relative, and I went the only girl I knew who was like living with me at the time. So the fact she was a young actress and we never spoke to each other, but she went. We had a miserable time. But the best part of it, when we went to with a chaperone, and I went to the bar and I charged everything to the chaperone's room. That was the best part. All the guests at the hotel.
My God.
But anyway, I'm listening to KLOS and I hear the DJ saying, Bob Seger's engaged. He's getting married to someone. And I'm yelling at the radio in my car, Annette Sinclair. They didn't know her name. So they got married.
Are they still? Well, no. Did she marry him for?
I don't know why she married him. I didn't.
For how long? For how long?
1 year.
Oh.
She was in a video in the background in one of his videos, like Shakedown or something like that. And then a year later, I heard they were divorced. And I was so upset. I was like, she couldn't have gone with me on the dream date to Puerto Vallarta. She gets divorced a year later from the guy who wouldn't let her go with me.
Right.
Anyway, how did we get on this subject?
Storytelling.
Storytelling.
Because Ken's going to tell us a ton of stories about his life in bed with broadcasting. He was, you know, in bed with this medium, and he's had a lot of run-ins with some pretty crazy folk.
Yeah, and I'm going to let you ask the questions here. But I want to introduce Ken Davis because he's a multi-Emmy Award winner, producer, writer, on-air reporter. He wrote this book called In Bed with Broadcasting, and it's done phenomenally well. I found one review particularly interesting. And when you hear this review, you really want to read this book. Do yourself a favor and read it. You will laugh involuntarily, be forced to think about certain issues, and have your heart touched by this man who, through his writing, reveals himself as not just talented, but also a very caring human being. It's a hilarious book, and Carrie, take it over. What story do you want to hear? First of all, Ken, welcome to Gurry's Law.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
I forgot you were here.
I did, too. I'm just sorry I never met Millie the Moth. You know, I met everybody else.
But, you did.
It is an honor to be here with you, Alan.
It's funny because you said you met everyone else. Before we went on the air, Ken and I were talking. We just mentioned one thing. I said I worked at NBC. He worked at NBC. Keith Morrison, I was talking about. Anyone you mention, Ken has had an experience with. And I'll tell you, he's had a lot of experiences with people that I fortunately did not.
Well, no. One of the best experiences is with Carrie's father.
Which is pretty cool. I just, you know, when he was a 13-year-old kid, you'd ride your bike to KRLA and he would come out and talk to Ken. And then Ken tells me, oh, I had the letter from Elena. That's what started all the long distance dedications and the letters. Like, literally, it's what started the American Top 40 and the format, like, of it. So I said, I wrote him back. I said, do you still have that letter? He doesn't.
I wasn't the sharpest stick in the shed. I think when I was in seventh grade, I sold it for about 45 cents, which I really regret. But your dad, he would picture this. A 13-year-old kid, I'd get on my blue Schwinn bike and go down there on Sundays and try and act cool and surrounded by all these disc jockeys at KRLA. And your dad, for some reason, took a liking to me. Let me sit in on his show. I remember him interviewing a member of the Beach Boys in the studio. They kicked everybody else out, but let me sit there. And it was like he'd given me the keys to the land of Oz. So because of your dad, I won a bunch of Emmys. I got to hobnob with Hollywood royalty, and I traveled the world, but also because of him.
And let's say, for people just tuning in, my father was Casey Kasem, who created the American Top 40. And if you're younger than that, then you know him as Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. Yes, he was the voice of Shaggy, along with 350 other cartoons. But
do you know there's a new Scooby-Doo coming out? Because I was sitting at Frozen 2 yesterday, before the Winnipeg Jets game. I was so excited watching Frozen 2, but the previews had Shaggy. And I thought of you, Carrie. I'm thinking, who is going to voice Scooby-Doo?
They've had a few, like, Shaggies. But, yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. But, Ken?
Well, I was just going to say, also because of your dad, I had a gun pointed to my head. I met a serial killer in the middle of the night. I had the heavyweight champion of the world threatening to beat me up. But it was all worth it.
Because of Casey Kasem,
I got into this crazy business.
Yeah. What motivated you at that age? You were 13 years old. And you really, really wanted to be in the business.
KRLA snuck into my bedroom, or as I call her, my mistress, slipped under my pillow, and I'm 13 years old listening to late night DJs thinking, man, these guys are having fun all the time. You know, not all adults are boring. You know, this sounds like a pretty good life. So I went down to the Huntington Sheraton Hotel, which is now at the Langham. And there was various disc jockeys there, Bob Eubanks and Sam Riddle and different names. But Casey took a liking to me. And, gosh, he would let me do all kinds of things. And as I said, it felt like he'd give me the keys to the land of Oz. And I decided right then and there at 13, I was going to get into broadcasting. And back when I had hair, I went on to be the youngest anchorman in the country at the NBC station at that huge major market, Flagstaff, Arizona.
And you were a DJ as well.
And I was a DJ. Coconino County, Cut Up California. Ken, cranking out the cream of the crop on KEOS.
Nice. I love it.
Still have it.
My dad could still do that, too. You know, when he was alive, he could remember all the crazy Casey's and the, you know. Oh,
where was that you did
in
that?
In Flagstaff and then later Phoenix. And then I decided dusted off my only suit, and I went to the local TV station, and somehow they let me anchor the news before I was old enough to buy a beer.
Oh, my God.
And
wow.
It all started because of Casey.
And your family was supportive?
They cut me off. I haven't talked to them in years. And,
oh,
no.
My gosh.
No, I come from a family of educators. My father was a college professor, my mom valedictorian at Fairfax High School, and they kind of just let Ken be Ken. I think Carrie was a little... maybe I was the rebel in the family.
Yeah, yeah.
And my sister was very prim and proper. And I went on to this crazy world where my mom thought it was fine when I was earning decent money and reporting and meeting politicians and I'd met presidents and different things. But then later when she read the book and found out that I had a gun pointed to my head and I met the lovely Angelo Bono, the hillside strangler on a dark street. And
we're going to talk about that. Came across the body.
But I never met Millie the Moth.
You didn't tell your mom that?
Well, I'd say, Mom, everything's fine.
Wow.
You don't want to worry her, right?
Especially, we'll get into it. Phil Spector, that's for 6 months.
Well, let's talk about Phil.
Yeah, let's talk about Phil.
Lovely guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, you hung out with him for like 6 months.
I did. Well, all right. Now we've and by the way, it's very appropriate for you to play that song, Hollywood Nights. You said you were going to play some interesting music, and whenever I hear that song, I think of Phil Spector.
Yeah.
As a young lad in my early 20s, I was producing the news here in town at Channel 13, which we had the lowest ratings this side of Barstow. But anyway, Phil had the hots for our anchor woman, Hedy Lynn Hurdies, who currently is on KPCC. And he called up late one night and invited Hedy and the anchorman over to his house in Truesdale Estates.
Yeah.
The murders that you'll hear about later occurred actually in Alhambra. And as a former DJ, I used to love Phil Spector's music, The Righteous Brothers, Tina Turner, The Ronettes. I could go on and on. And when I heard that my anchor people were going to Phil Spector's house that night, I invited myself along. Actually, I threatened, true story, the anchor man. I said, if you ever want the lead story again, you're taking me with you. And we piled into his car. It's now 11 o'clock in Hollywood, and we drive out to Phil Spector's house. I'm 24 years old. I'm single. You know, I can sleep in every night or every morning. And we go out to Phil's, and it was supposed to be a one-night situation to meet him, and we stayed up all night hearing all kinds of fun stories. And I ended up going up there almost every night after the news for almost 6 months.
Really?
And everybody from Bob Dylan to Leonard Cohen, John Lennon would call. Now, picture, I came from a middle-class family in Altadena, California. My parents are in education. Suddenly, I'm in the lap of luxury.
Yeah.
Except that he would mix up Manischewitz and the finest champagnes or whatever. It was quite a night.
Well, you had Leonard Cohen there, so, you know.
I'm actually on a Leonard Cohen album. They
really?
It's called Death of a Ladies Man. And during that period, Leonard cut that album with Phil, which kind of sounds like it's kind of mixing Mozart and who knows, but it doesn't exactly fit. And anyway, late one night, we recorded the song You Can't Go Home With Your Heart On, it was called. And but I ended up getting cut because my Allen Ginsberg and Bob Dylan were singing and a couple of really talented singers, and we kept doing it over and over again, and so then I was relegated to the role of clapping my hands. So you do hear me clap my hands on the
nice.
Song, 10 seconds in. But Phil, I ended up, I mean, we would talk about everything, politics, music, women, and I really truly learned to like the guy. I knew he had a couple of screws loose, but then late during that period when I would be going up to his house after about 3 or 4 months, he started drinking more and more and more. And I finally decided life in the fast lane was not for me. And I was going to have a swan song. And I invited my two best buddies from Pasadena out to meet Phil Spector. It was going to be the last night. And Phil was bombed. And we were going to go out to a place that used to be around called the Hong Kong Cafe in Century City. And he ordered a limousine and getting drunker and drunker. And he suddenly was convinced the limousine driver was a photographer from the National Enquirer and was going to take his picture. He always hated to have his picture taken. And he suddenly thought my two buddies that I invited along were spies.
Oh, no.
And Phil was losing it. And out in the terrace of his house, he pulled out a gun and pointed it at each of us and then came up to me because he thought I had turned traitor on him. And that's how chapter one ends.
No, chapter two.
Chapter two. You're good. Yeah. You have read it.
Oh, wow.
And
good
so
one,
obviously,
Alex.
I must chapter have survived because I'm here.
I know his book better than you
Wait,
do.
Wait, did it's he just, actually point the gun does. At
he
your
He pointed
head.
The gun about 8 inches away from my head. And we found out later it was loaded. And so I am fortunate to be here.
And he did kill somebody after
well,
that.
Well, what happened?
And here's the theory. Breaking news right now. Ken Davis is going to tell us what happened.
Okay. 12 years later, he's living in Alhambra. He decided that Beverly Hills life was too much. He wanted to slow down. He actually stopped drinking for 10 years. And he's living in a castle in Alhambra. And Alhambra is not particularly known for its castles.
No.
It's still there. You can see it. Goes out to dinner at Dantana's, starts drinking, and then he goes over to the House of Blues. Mm-hmm. And the poor lady, Lana Clarkson, worked at the House of Blues. Phil had his limo. He loved to travel around in limos. And convinced her to come back to his... she was interested in getting into show business. She had had bit parts in movies. Convinces her to come back to his castle. And this is when it started getting familiar to me when I read the story. Once you were inside his house, Phil would lock every door so you couldn't leave. And he loved to stay up till about 6 in the morning. And I remember certain times I'd want to leave Phil's house and he'd convince me, hey, stay a little bit longer. And it was always kind of eerie. The doors were locked. Well, her purse was found right by the door. She was obviously trying to leave. And I think what happened, I wasn't there, obviously, is just like with me, Phil literally swung this pistol around till it got to a few inches of me. I think he was drunk. She didn't want to spend the night with him. And he was just showing off, you know, using it as a macho piece, and alcohol and guns don't meet, and she is dead.
And have you been staying in touch with Phil?
Oh, yeah. Phil and I talk all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
I decided Phil's going to spend another 15 years or so in the slammer.
Those of you who are just joining us now, we are not closing the show. We have another hour. This is a record for Gervie's Law. We're going to be on till 7 L.A. time tonight. And we're going to hear some more stories after the break. You might hear some stories about President Obama, the Hillside Strangler, Walter Cronkite, Henry Fonda, a host of others. He's Ken Davis. The book is...
Dell has announced their biggest Black Friday ever with some of the lowest prices of the year, offering you up to 50% off top-brand electronics like Samsung TVs. You'll also get massive deals on Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. For the gamer, streamer, or student, Dell has you covered. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Black Friday. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
So you think you have unlimited data?
Recalculating. Recalculating.
Think again. If you have unlimited data on a network you can't trust, your data is limited, and so are you. Set your smartphone free with the new unlimited plans from Total Wireless. Get 4 lines with unlimited data on the nation's best 4G LTE network with 100 gigabytes at high speed, then 2G, for just $25 a month per line.
You have arrived at your destination.
Get the new unlimited plans. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at authorized dealers. See terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposures, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner. If you're suffering from a work-related injury, Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW. Or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Dell has announced their biggest Black Friday ever with some of the lowest prices of the year, offering you up to 50% off top-brand electronics like Samsung TVs. You'll also get massive deals on Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. For the gamer, streamer, or student, Dell has you covered. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Black Friday. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
So you think you have unlimited data?
Recalculating. Recalculating.
Think again. If you have unlimited data on a network you can't trust, your data is limited, and so are you. Set your smartphone free with the new unlimited plans from Total Wireless. Get 4 lines with unlimited data on the nation's best 4G LTE network with 100 gigabytes at high speed, then 2G, for just $25 a month per line.
You have arrived at your destination.
Get the new unlimited plans. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at authorized dealers. See terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
The home of Ben Shapiro, KABC, Los Angeles, Orange County,
and KLOS HD2 Los Angeles.
Okay, we'll read you
a key part of this letter from White House counsel Pat Cipollone to Nadler. In it, he writes, as for the hearing scheduled for December 4th, that's Wednesday, we cannot fairly be expected to participate in a hearing while the witnesses are yet to be named, and while it remains unclear whether the Judiciary Committee will afford the president a fair process through additional hearings.
Correspondent Sarah Westwood reports White House counsel Cipollone has not turned down the possibility of having a legal presence at upcoming judiciary hearings, but must say either yes or no by Friday. The trip home from Thursday's Thanksgiving is a mess in many places. Where? Correspondent Athena Jones says, take your pick.
I checked the board here in this terminal. This is the American terminal. And at least half of the flights are delayed by whether it's a few minutes or a couple of hours. And we're seeing that across the country at major hubs. Newark, JFK, also Toronto, San Francisco, Minneapolis. You name it. A lot of the areas in these large portions of the country that are seeing this bad weather are experiencing delays, sometimes of up to more than 4 hours.
She's reporting from LaGuardia in New York. Reports of a chain of collisions on I-68 in Garrett County, Maryland, range from 2 to 3 dozen vehicles involved. The Centers for Disease Control says there have been 4 flu-associated deaths so far in this 2019-2020 flu season. Correspondent Clayton Neville says flu is widespread.
The CDC reporting high levels of flu-like illness in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Nevada, South Carolina, and Texas. According to the agency, the flu vaccine is still highly encouraged to prevent flu and its complications.
Put more simply, get your flu shot. I'm Evan Haining.
Get it right.
KABC. Talk Radio 790, KABC News at 6:02. I'm Steve Cumming. For the second time in a week, passengers aboard the Norwegian Joy cruise ship were treated for an illness at the port of Los Angeles. Carrie Shoemaker has more.
Authorities say 19 people aboard the ship reported flu-like symptoms as the Norwegian Joy docked Sunday in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Fire Department was called in to evaluate the sick passengers. All declined to be taken to the hospital. Norwegian says stringent sanitation procedures were put into place after a few people reported not feeling well. The incident comes a week after 6 passengers on board the same ship were diagnosed with norovirus after a trip to the Panama Canal. I'm Carrie Shoemaker.
Frozen 2 continues to burn up the box office, adding another $85 million to its take this weekend to remain number one for a second week. Opening in second place was the all-star whodunit Knives Out with $27 million. Still going strong in its third week was Ford versus Ferrari with over $13 million, followed by A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood with $11.8 million and Queen and Slim with $11.7 million. Checking sports and NFL action, the Rams defeated the Cardinals 34-7 and the Chargers lost to the Broncos 23-20. KABC SoCal weather, mostly cloudy through tonight with lows in the upper 40s to mid-50s. Little Rock is 42 degrees, Walnut is 62, downtown is 62. I'm Steve Cumming. Now a look at KABC traffic.
We've got trouble in Burbank on the 5 northbound before Buena Vista Street. A crash taking up the 2 right lanes there, slowing you from Burbank Boulevard. In Sepulveda Pass on the 405 southbound at Getty Center Drive. Right shoulder's blocked with an accident as you backed up from Valley Vista. We'll have another KABC dependable traffic update at 7:03. I'm Randy Fuller, AM 790 KABC.
This show furnished by Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervey's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervey. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervey and Carrie Kasem.
Yes, we're still here. I'm Alan Gervey. I'm the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn. And for the last hour, I've been here managing your life along with my beautiful co-host, Carrie Kasem.
Thank you. Yes.
If you missed the last hour, you missed a lot. Do you want to...
Recap?
Want to give a summary?
Just to recap?
I feel like it's like Groundhog Day. Because usually we're on at 5 o'clock in L.A. And because of the basketball game, we started a little late. So we're taking an extra hour. And just to let you know, the highlight of the last hour, if you weren't with us, It was Carrie Kasem's hair.
Yep. I was about to say that. If you want to recap, it was mostly about my hair. You didn't miss much. Then it went into some of the USC game. Then it went into Winnipeg and the Winnipeg Jets and everybody taking pictures with them. Then you went into your story about the moth and how you were I guess you won the gold prize telling your story. How old were you?
12 years old.
12 years old, you won a storyteller prize.
Have you ever seen a moth ball?
So ridiculous. So to hear the whole thing, you got to go to our podcast. That'll be put up next week. So if you go...
Not next week, this week.
Well, this Tuesday morning. Yeah, you're right. This is Sunday. So, yeah, it's true. Tuesday morning, you can hear it all.
Hear it at gervieslaw.com, gervieslaw.com. You can go to our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, or you can go to the rgwlawfirm.com website. We've got it there, too. That's my law firm. We make sure we put the podcast everywhere, and it's on Apple Podcasts and Audio Boom, anywhere you want to check it out. And really, Carrie and I are kind of being facetious, which we never are, but just today, because the highlight of the first hour, of course, was Ken Davis, who was telling stories from his book, In Bed with Broadcasting. It's KenDavisWriter.com, KenDavisWriter.com. Look it up, In Bed with Broadcasting. What a great book. And shortly, we're going to have Peter Walzer on, and he is one of the preeminent family law lawyers in town. He will tell us a lot of stories about divorces and talk about what you can expect if you think you might be divorced in January.
free divorce advice, too, if you give
if
us a call.
If you have a question, if you're thinking about getting divorced or you think someone will be divorcing you, it's 800-222-5222. Peter will be happy to answer the questions. Usually he charges. I don't know if you charge like Laura Wasser. She always brags about, not brags, but she says, and I love when she says it. When she's on the show, she says, you don't have to pay $800 or $750 an hour. You can just go to itsovereasy.com and get a whole divorce for about the same price as I charge for an hour.
Yeah, Peter,
and I take my hat off to Laura because she's really trying to help people. Why are you laughing?
Because we have somebody else on that does that too. That might be as... I just thought that was so funny. Gave a little ad for Laura. I love her. I think she's one of our greatest guests. I do. But
hey, there's enough divorces to go around. Peter's sitting here with a big smile on his face. He knows he's got Woodland Hills covered. He's got LA covered.
But seriously, though, people love free advice from lawyers. They do. And if you want to give us a call when Peter's on, it's 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-KABC. It's a super easy number, and it's free advice. Who doesn't want free advice?
If you hear my advice, you don't want it.
Not you.
not me. If you have any legal questions, I'm happy to answer it. I give the worst advice possible. It's just common sense. Anyone, you don't need a law degree to hear my advice. Just think your problems through and, you know, suck it up. And
oh, my God.
Forget about it. Just suck it up. That's what I tell my kids all the time. Don't whine. Don't complain. Don't go to lawyers. Just figure it out.
Get over yourself.
Get over yourself. You know, you talk about getting, that's Ken Davis saying get over yourself. He has had so many interesting experiences. It's really crazy. And I don't know who to talk about first. The Hillside Strangler, who he chased in a car, or President Obama, who he had breakfast with, or Walter Cronkite, who he had lunch with. Who do you want to talk about
first?
Mae West. That's morbid. I mean, to think about Mae West's dead body. Is that what you were talking about?
Allegedly, yeah. The book, In Bed with Broadcasting, by the way, it's some stories are funny. Why it's not generally a wise idea to smoke marijuana right before you do a story with the police. Some stories are morbid. Some stories are just interesting, like Walter Cronkite and Barack Obama. And then I also get into the news business and this lovely thing called fake news and such. So it's all over the map, but it's written like a true adventure novel that follows my life. And I guess after seeing it like this, I feel, frankly, fairly lucky to still be alive.
Dead body of Mae West. How many people have seen that in this room? Not me.
I haven't.
Peter?
No.
Not lately.
No. But she was great. Because she was the one that did that quote, which I love. When I'm good, I'm very, very good. But when I'm bad, I'm better. But I can't do the Mae West voice, but yes.
We need Roy Firestone here for
that. Yeah, right.
And by the way, Roy Firestone was a great guest. If you haven't heard the Roy Firestone show, go to Gervie's Law, go to the podcast, and he is a good friend of Ken Davis, and thanks to Roy, Ken is on our show. So thank you for that, because it's a pleasure.
And he gave a real nice review of my book that's on the back cover. So Roy's a great guy.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know about Mae West before I get into this. She basically saved Paramount Pictures with one of her films. She discovered Cary Grant walking around the Paramount lot and said, I'm put that good man in one of my pictures. And she was also an early civil rights pioneer. She did a number of things that people don't know about Mae West. So let's go back to May 1980. I'm at CBS Network News. By the way, in my career, I worked here in Los Angeles, Channel 2, Channel 5, Channel 13. Couldn't keep a job.
Well, you did well at Channel 5. You know, yeah, Carlos Omesca liked you.
Carlos and I are good buddies. CBS Network, PBS, and it's quite a business, as you know. You bounce around, and but it's been a pretty exciting time.
So tell us NBC, about the more. Okay. Yeah, NBC. Yeah. You worked at NBC, as did I.
Right.
At the same time.
That's right. We probably passed each other in the hallways.
Yeah, you were probably looking for dead bodies.
We used to joke, Johnny Carson said he wouldn't talk to himself without an appointment.
So yeah, he was really rude to me.
May 1980. I'm like 27 years old. I'm at the assignment desk at CBS Network News over TV City. The hotline rings. A voice says, a legend has died. And I said, who is this? And he says, doesn't matter. And I said, who's died? Mae West. Click. Hangs up. I think it's a fake call. We get a lot of those in the news business.
Right.
But I'm about to get off work. And I know that Mae West lived about a couple miles away from TV City in this luxurious apartment building called Ravenswood. It's still there in the Hancock Park section of Los Angeles. And I decided just to drive over there to see if old Mae is still among the living. And the details are in the book. But bottom line is I sneak into the building. Yeah. I go to the top floor, figure out where the penthouse is. I get inside her apartment building. And there's a sleeping bag with hair, blonde, platinum blonde Mae West hair and a shiny forehead. And there's Mae West in all her glory.
Wow.
Did you see her completely?
I saw her down to her eyes.
Wow.
And realized this is Mae West. And I won't say it on the radio, but holy is the first word that came out of my mouth. And I left. And then to make it even weirder, I had just gotten home the night before. By the way, a lot of these stories are not all tragedies, but
I thought you were going to say they're not all true.
No. By the way, no, I'm with attorneys. I can't mess around with the truth. I just returned from covering the MGM Grand fire in Las Vegas, where 80 people had died. So I was kind of psychologically a little fragile at that point.
Wow.
And I sneak in, as I say in the book, just another day in the news business. I sneak into a building. I console a crying man. This is the man that lived with her for many, many years. And I see a movie star's body. Just another day in the news business.
Was there anyone else there with you?
Yes. The gentleman who I knocked on the door and the guy who answered the door was a former Mr. California, a muscle man who she met in her Las Vegas show that lived with her the last 15 years or so of her life. Paul Novak was his name. And Paul, I get into it in the book, tells me all about her career and he's crying and I have to convince him. How do you say to him, but I need some proof.
Right.
That your wife is dead. And he called, or not wife, they weren't married, calls me into her bedroom, and there's a sleeping bag, and there she is. And so I have to keep my cool. And
he just put her in a sleeping bag?
Well, it's a little weird. There was also another man in the room, an elderly man, a candle there. We figured, after looking at all this, I wish I had gone back and asked Paul, but he died a few years later. We think he made the phone call. He didn't think she had received enough respect in her life because he spent 20 minutes telling me all these things she had done. She was fighting for civil rights when Martin Luther King was still a toddler, even for gay rights back in the 20s and all the different things. And he wanted, and he did say CBS was her favorite network. And so I think he wanted some finality.
That's weird.
And the doctor was there. And he had given the, you know, that she'll stay right there. I questioned that. Why wasn't there a coroner there or an ambulance? And he was just in shock. And then shortly thereafter, she was taken away. Yeah. And then in the midst of all this, I've got to run across the street to a gas station and talk to 6 million people on the CBS radio network and report the news that Mae West had died. And from a payphone, because it's in the days before cell phones. And
it was real news. It wasn't fake news.
No, it was real news. My entire career is real news, I'll tell you.
We only have news. A minute before
Please.
The break.
Okay. Hillside Strength. Whatever you want to talk about.
Well, I was going to talk about Walter Cronkite.
Sure.
But
Walter Cronkite.
Okay.
I'm not Roy Firestone, but
yeah, he's great at impressions.
So good.
You had lunch with Walter Cronkite.
Well, it was actually dinner and drinks. It was scotch at the lovely Formosa Cafe, if you're familiar with that.
Yeah.
And I'll tell the short version of it. Walter had just stepped down 2 weeks before from the anchor desk at CBS. And those of us of a certain age know that Walter was the man.
Mm-hmm.
Walter told us about everything from the JFK assassination to the man landing on the moon, affected the war in Vietnam. He was the premier anchorman of the time. He was sort of pushed out of his anchorship. A lot of people didn't know it at the time, for Dan Rather. And Walter's first story he was covering after losing the anchor job was the landing of the space shuttle out here. And he came by CBS News, TV City, and needed a ride to his hotel, the Beverly Wilshire, where your dad lived.
Yeah.
And pardon me, the Beverly Hills Hotel. I get it mixed up, the Beverly's. And instead of, I was supposed to sign a courier to take him, I took the job on myself, and I get into it in the book. We went out and had a wild time. Ended up having scotches at the Formosa Cafe. We talked about everything from the news business, and he talks about that, to politics, to women, to why wasn't I married yet? And we just had a great time.
Our engineer's going crazy for this one. He's like going crazy.
No, it's just because we have to take a break. Women. The only reason he's going crazy is because we have to take a break.
No. He's been like giving thumbs up on this story.
Walter was the real deal. I just want people to know that.
Yeah.
You know, he talked about the state of journalism at that time.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I just want to hear the state of journalism, if we can call it journalism now. And we're going to have Peter's been sitting here so patiently. He's got better stories than Ken Davis does.
What?
Peter Walzer will be on after
like,
the break.
What are you
You're listening
about?
To Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio. 790 KBC.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
Paid for by Open Jar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. Were you issued combat arms earplugs after 2002 and later diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears? In 2018, the manufacturer paid to resolve claims that these earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels resulting in hearing loss or tinnitus. You fought for this country. Let our attorneys fight for the compensation you're entitled to. Call 800-380-1590 for your free legal consultation. Again, that's 800-380-1590.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss due to defective earplugs, call us now for a free case review. Call 800-590-4514. That's 800-590-4514.
Dell has announced their biggest Black Friday ever with some of the lowest prices of the year, offering you up to 50% off top brand electronics like Samsung TVs. You'll also get massive deals on Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. For the gamer, streamer, or student, Dell has you covered. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Black Friday. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Your opinions are at home here. AM 790 KABC.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law, lifting Murphy's Law to the highest level on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
A train or a plane to Hollywood. Go there. Can't you change your name? You've got your hair out there. It's part of the game.
Okay, Carrie, here we go. We're getting to the Hollywood part.
Village people. Yeah, the YMCA. That's about as much as I can do.
I agree.
Yeah, thanks.
Where's the Hollywood
for the
part?
Backup.
I'm more Bob Seger.
Hollywood. Blah, blah, blah. No?
I don't know that.
You don't know that song?
Oh.
Hollywood Swingers.
I don't know about that. Well, wow. It's a lot of good stories. So there are some other stories that if you get the book In Bed with Broadcasting, a memoir by Ken Davis, You want to hear stories. I don't know that we have enough time to go over all of them. There's probably about 19 stories in the book, if not more. And there's stories about Obama in two sentences. You had breakfast with Obama?
While he was running for U.S. Senator, he wasn't famous yet. At the LAX Sheraton, his plane, we were going to interview him live on Channel 5. I produced the segment. But his plane, the airport in Chicago was snowed in, so he was delayed 2 or 3 hours. And he said, hey, do you want to go to breakfast? And I learned about the real Obama. We talked about music, wow, sports, his family.
Did you like him?
Did he like what?
No, did you like him? Yes. So you talked about the real Obama.
Well, the first thing I said to my wife when I got home was, honey, today I met a future president of the United States.
And what year was that?
This is 2004. He had just spoken at the Democratic Convention and was a rising star. And in politics aside, Obama, to me, is only one of three different people that I've met that had it.
Right.
And Obama was
you
one.
You said two sentences.
They say Clinton had it.
Clinton.
Yeah.
Actually, four. Vince Scully and my dad. Someone else.
My dad.
Your dad? but you had a touching story about your dad passing away. Yeah. It brings tears to people's
eyes. Oh, that's
eyes.
Sad. I read that.
As I say, the book is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yeah, my father passed away of Alzheimer's disease. Mm-hmm. And it was...
A PSA right now. PSA. Because I have so many friends who are telling me that their parents have Alzheimer's. There is one thing you can do because it's diabetes of the brain. And I don't want to give the wrong like triglycerides or whatever, but people are slowing it down, stopping it using coconut oil, ultra virgin coconut oil. If you want to look it up right now, go to YouTube, go to Dr. Mary Newport and watch these videos. She stopped her husband's Alzheimer's and reversed it. He couldn't even do the clock where they give you the clock test, couldn't do it. A year later, he was doing the clock and his memory had come back and he could tell you what it was like. There's another book called The End of Alzheimer's by Dr. Del Bredesen from UCLA. It's about diet as well. Read that, listen to Dr. Mary Newport, and you can really help your loved one with Alzheimer's. That's my PSA for the day. Ken, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
You didn't, and I want to say something real quick. I want to thank you for all you have done in the fight against elder abuse.
Oh, thank you.
And people thank have you. Been helped that you don't even know. And you've dedicated your life to it because of what you went through with your father, Casey Kasem. But I'm sure he's very, very proud of you.
Thank you so much. I know I feel it. I do. And I love him very much.
You mentioned Walter Cronkite. Now, fast forward to 2019, mm-hmm. soon to be 2020. Talk a little bit about how you look at the news now versus then. Is it all fake news?
It's not all fake news, but I'll tell you, cable news is almost unwatchable to me. And this is both sides. Every dictator in history has gone after journalists. They want people who throw up their hands and say, hey, you can't tell the facts from the lies, so they get away with anything. I don't care if you're left, right, in the middle, or you're from Mars. I think the journalists I have known, I never worked for one of these cable channels, we couldn't even put political bumper stickers on our cars, and we couldn't discuss politics in the newsroom. Mm-hmm. And that was the real deal. But I go back to the Cronkite days, but also recently, you know, Channel 5 even and such. There are three simple things we can all do, I think, and I'm sure there are others, that we can do to get our news instead of just from social media and our social circle and on Facebook and different things. Subscribe to both a national and local paper. There's no excuse not to. You can get them online. You can get it free at the library. I think listen to at least the first 15 minutes of the PBS NewsHour at 6 o'clock. It is, to me, the most objective, down the middle, this is what happened. Walter Cronkite said to me, my only job as a journalist is to hold up a mirror or a window and share it with people and let them see it. He said he told me this over scotches. My own kids don't even know how I vote. Okay? And
so you're saying he's a little bit different than like Sean Hannity then?
Oh, don't get me started.
Come on, all of them. It's not, right and left.
Exactly.
Blue and red, they're all to blame for tearing this country apart.
I think it's great advice.
And one other thing. So newspaper, listen to first 15 minutes of the PBS NewsHour. Great if you listen to the whole thing. And darn it, do a simple fact check. Mm-hmm. We have a thing called Google.
Hold on.
We can't get the truth on Google.
Fact check. Who says it's facts? Wait, we're lawyers here. Peter, when you talk about, I'm bringing him in here because he's listening. We talk about facts. You deal with divorcing people all the time. You can't believe what one says or the other, can you?
You can never tell what the truth is, no matter who's talking. It's everybody has a spin on everything. And that's our job, to put it forth in a way that will convince the judge that your side is right. But do you know what really happened? You never know.
But haven't you been in situations like I have, where you're so convinced you want to be passionate to advocate on behalf of your client, then you find out, maybe in a deposition or in a trial or in a hearing, that maybe everything your client said wasn't exactly true? And when you talk about fact-checking, you think you're doing it, but maybe not.
We're all skeptical. That's our job, to be skeptical about what we're doing, what people tell you. You got to look at it every which way. You got to be prepared for the other side. And invariably, you find out that it's different than what you thought. And you've got to be prepared. And also, the judge may be thinking about it completely different. So you just have to be really on the ball.
But I want to go back to what Ken was saying. You do have to vet your stories. Mm-hmm. You do have to vet it. And you have to stop giving your opinion. It's not about your opinion. It's here's the story. Now you create your own. That's what a real journalist does. And that's why it's so our news is screwed up today. But same as in divorce. You don't know who's telling the story until you really get in court and you see the witnesses, correct?
There's so much emotion involved. When we talk about divorce, it's kind of an easy thing to see why there's emotion. You're dealing with kids a lot of occasions, or you're dealing with egos, you're dealing with finances, all of that stuff. But when we talk about the news, Ken, why do people get so emotionally charged about one side or the other when it's not talking about family?
They're reinforced by their social circles. And mm-hmm. I always say there's three things to listen to: your heart, your brain, and your gut. Go with your gut.
Yeah.
If something is telling you something is fishy, it's fishy. That's but this right. goes back to, and maybe it was wrong of me to say Google, because that also inquire. I'm just saying open
Google
the door.
Because Google let you in on what they want you
exactly.
to know.
Exactly. They see the top 10. Yeah. I'm saying research it. Let's leave it at
fact. Wait, you said top 10. We say top 40 on the show. Go ahead.
A letter from Elena.
Yeah.
We had, when I was at PBS, and I don't have the entire list here, but a list of 10 things, back to the top 10, that for every journalist. And two of them are separate opinion and analysis from all straight news stories. It's either raining or it's not.
Yeah.
And treat every news story with the same care as if the story were about yourself. And this is for journalists. And I talk to budding journalists at USC and UCLA occasionally and such, that as I get back to cable news to me, and I don't care what your politics are, you're not getting the truth. You're getting bias.
And the problem with journalist schools now and going and getting a degree in it is the fact that many of our universities skew left. They don't. It's not about politics. And unfortunately, you see that in a lot of the universities. I don't care if you're Democrat. I don't care if you're Republican. But you need to stop with that and teach what you're supposed to teach and not skew it. And I think that's what's also is happening to our media. People are graduating out of there and they're not thinking correctly.
It's the bosses of the person that hires them, no matter that the news director or something needs to sit down and keep it straight.
Yeah.
You know, I think this crosses over to law as well as journalism. We talk about facts. We talk about skewed ways of looking at things. And we're going to talk to Peter Walzer after the break. Before we take the break, Ken, I want to thank you so much for being here. It's really exciting to have you here, to hear the stories. When you get the book, when you read the book, we didn't get time to talk about the Hillside Strangler. That's all Carrie wanted to do.
I'll just tell you, he was a bad dude.
Bad dude.
And scary. He threatened me.
Ooh. Well, most of us haven't chased him, say, in a car. But read the book, because that's going to be our tease. You know, you remember back in the day, remember the television show Dallas, where they had the cliffhanger?
Yes.
Our cliffhanger is with the Hillside Strangler. Go get the book, In Bed with Broadcasting. You can get it at KenDavisWriter.com, KenDavisWriter.com, or on Amazon. And when you look at that book, you will see stories about the Hillside Strangler. We didn't talk about Henry Fonda, but there's good stories on his deathbed. Sting, there's another great story there. A lot of great stories. It's really entertaining. The reviews are phenomenal. Go to Goodreads, the website, and you'll see the reviews for In Bed with Broadcasting. And I'm so happy that we got through this interview and we didn't even talk about why it's called In Bed with Broad Kansas, because Ken Davis is interviewed.
Well, he did a little bit, the mistress thing, right? You know,
but he's interviewed everywhere, and everyone talks about the title and being the mistress. We know that this has been his mistress, and you need to read the book to get the stories. Thank you for being here, Ken.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you, Alan and Carrie, and it's been a ball.
And stay for the rest of it.
And it is a mistress. Yeah, you want to hear. Speaking of mistresses, what a great segue. Peter Walzer, what are we going to talk about after the break?
Well, we're going to talk about when not to ask somebody for a divorce. Valentine's Day, Christmas, Mother's Day, when your wife is pregnant, when your husband lost his job. Pretty much any time.
But people do it. They do it. People are so vindictive
and nasty.
But, you
know, I have a question, and we do have to take a break because Wayman's going crazy there waving at me. Take a break. But I'll tell you, I kind of disagree with you, Peter. And that's not my specialty.
Oh, my Lord.
But I'm a real, I really focus on the law. And I think the law is the law. What does it matter when someone asks for a divorce when we're talking about the law underlying the divorce?
Because law mixed with emotions is a dangerous brew.
Yes.
There you go, the dangerous brew. Go get a cup of coffee. Come back and listen to Gurvy's Law. We're taking a break. You're listening right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
AM 790. KABC.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. Folks are struggling to get home after Thanksgiving because of winter weather. Over 4,500 flights are delayed across the country, with hundreds more canceled. Two major storm systems are affecting some 56 million people from the Midwest to the East Coast. In Chicago, a mix of rain and snow is making travel to and from there difficult. On the East Coast, millions of people from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire are under winter storm warnings that will be in effect through Tuesday. Your reaction may be, Joe who? But Democrat Joe Sestak is dropping out of the 2020 presidential race. The former Pennsylvania congressman and Navy admiral's campaign failed to gain traction in a crowded field that at one time had 25 candidates. Most polls showed Sestak with 0% support, and he failed to qualify for any of the Democratic presidential debates. KABC SoCal weather, mostly cloudy through tonight with lows of the upper 40s to mid-50s. More news coming up in 30 minutes, continuing coverage at KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Paid for by OpenJAR Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. Were you issued combat arms earplugs after 2002 and later diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears? In 2018, the manufacturer paid to resolve claims that these earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels resulting in hearing loss or tinnitus. You fought for this country. Let our attorneys fight for the compensation you're entitled to. Call 800-380-1590 for your free legal consultation. Again, that's 800-380-1590.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
So you think you have unlimited data?
Recalculating. Recalculating.
Think again. If you have unlimited data on a network you can't trust, your data is limited, and so are you. Set your smartphone free with the new unlimited plans from Total Wireless. Get four lines with unlimited data on the nation's best 4G LTE network with 100 gigabytes at high speed, then 2G, for just $25 a month per line.
You have arrived at your destination.
Get the new unlimited plans. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at authorized dealers. See terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
For a smarter holiday home, come to the Home Depot, where right now, the Google Nest Learning Thermostat is a very smart $70 off. And save $50 on the Google Nest Hub. Adjust the thermostat from across the room at a holiday party. Get recipes from Google Hub. And right now, do it for less. Get holiday savings now on Google Nest, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, limit 2 per customer, cannot combine with any other offer, valid through December 4th.
Got 2020 vision on 2020 AM 790 KABC.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love.
Sing it, Carrie.
I know the song.
Sing it.
I don't know the words. I just know it. I just know breaking up is hard to do.
Breaking up is hard to do.
All right. Breaking up is hard to do. I got into it before the break with Peter Walzer, and I'm very proud of it because he is one of the most celebrated family law attorneys in our state, if not our country. He is presently the president of the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers, which is really a big deal because not many people become the president of that organization. He was a former chair of the Los Angeles County Bar Family Law Section and the State Bar Family Law Section. He has held so many positions in family law. He's the founding partner of Walzer and Melcher, Walzer Melcher in Woodland Hills, walzermelcher.com, if you want to check out the website. And he has written prolifically on family law issues. And why did I get into it with Peter Walzer? Because he says that it matters when someone tries to divorce another person. I said, what does it matter? If it's over, it's over. Peter, welcome back to Gervie's Law. We've been here for an hour now, and now you get to defend yourself against this litigator.
So the reality is most divorces end amicably. They go to mediation. They go to collaborative law. They don't generally fight it out in court. It's too expensive. It's bad for the kids. It ruins your life, basically. So the best way to do it is through mediation. Work it out amongst yourself. But that small percentage of cases that are nasty, that are difficult, it matters. I had one case where the other attorney rubbed it in that my client served her on Mother's Day. And that was the theme of her entire case. It happened to be she was avoiding service, and it was the day after Mother's Day. But it never mattered. So that ran the theme of the case. And every case has a theme, even divorce cases. So you don't want a bad theme. Serve your wife papers when she's pregnant. It's going to be the theme of the case. Serve it in front of the kids. It's going to be the theme of the case. As lawyers, we know you want a good theme. You don't want a bad theme.
I stand corrected. I'm deferring to the expert here. Emotions do play a role in divorces. You know, I want to think about law as an objective area where you just look at what's right and what's wrong. We talked about Ken Davis here, who was talking about journalism. But I guess it's just not that objective when it comes to divorces.
It's like what we're talking about politics. It's emotions. It's moral values. One side running against the others. Who hears your divorce case, the contested cases? It's a judge who's listening to the politics, listening to the TV, the radio, and they're going to hear your case in the same way anybody else hears it. They're going to follow their emotions. Now, there's that small percentage of judges that look at the law and the facts and can sort it out, but most are going to run on the emotions. And that's sort of the problem with our legal system. It's a problem with politics.
That's right.
It's a problem with society.
You've had so many clients. How do you deal with the emotions? Because I know for me it can be tough sometimes when you're hearing stories and it's much more, I guess it's more dramatic and it's more sensitive when you're talking about relationships and the breakdown of relationships.
Well, personally, you got to take care of yourself. You go to the gym. You work out. You got to keep your head clear. That's basically what you do. If you're there all the time, you're going to get so wrapped up in it, you can't be objective. You can't make good decisions. So you have to be on your best game when somebody comes in with their emotional problems so you can sort out the truth from the emotion.
Have you ever dropped a client because they were just lying to you about everything? Like you found out they came in, they played the victim, this person did this, this, and this, and none of it was true?
More often than I'd like to admit.
Oh.
I mean, you really got to pick and choose because you're wrapped in. We can't get out of a case unless the court.
You can ask to be, yeah.
The court relieves us. And once you're in, you're in. It is hard to get out.
How do you have that conference? Pretend I'm that client. I'm just a pain in the butt. And you've seen that a lot of the representations I've made to you are not necessarily true. And you're thinking about the other, the spouse of the person saying, maybe this is the bad guy. Talk to me.
Alan, I don't think I'm the lawyer for you. You've got a lot of feelings about this case. I think you'd be better off with maybe somebody that's less expensive, that can hear your story in a way that would work for them, but it's just not working out.
But
for
I want
us.
Your expertise.
I know you do, Alan, and you haven't paid your bill either.
But how about you're a liar and no wonder why they're divorcing you?
Would you sign a substitution, Alan?
No, you're going to have to take me to court. I once had a guy who I tried to get rid of, and I appreciate what Peter's saying because I've been in that experience. And we went to court. He wouldn't agree to sign the dismissal or the substitution. He actually brought his own lawyer to court before the judge to argue why I should keep the case.
No.
And the lawyer looked at him and said, you have a lawyer who you're pitting up against your present lawyer. I think I've seen enough. I'm going to sign the order to have you relieved as a court, as the attorney of record.
Wow.
So I'm sure that's happened to you.
Many times, many times.
Tell us about January. It's almost January 1st, 2020. And most people are pretty safe right now if they follow your advice. The divorces aren't going to take place, or you're not going to get served with divorces at Christmas time, at Hanukkah time, or you know, after Thanksgiving. But what happens in January?
I think most divorces are filed after the first of the year. People want to start their lives on a new track. They want to get it over. There are no major holidays except Valentine's Day is coming up, so you don't want to get too close to Valentine's Day. That can get pretty emotional. But that seems to be a time when most people file for divorce.
And when we talk about filing for a divorce, you have to give notice to the other side. And we're seeing different ways. Maybe now from when you started your career some years ago, I'm not going to say how many, but you've got some experience behind you, correct?
That's correct. I started in the 80s, and it's a little different now. There wasn't mediation. There wasn't collaborative law. A lot of cases went to court. Now most people resolve their cases through mediation or in some easier way than litigation.
But what about the notice? Back then, you didn't have email, you didn't have Twitter, you didn't have Facebook. So when we talk about recently, I think it was Sarah Palin, didn't you comment on that notice that was given by her husband of like 30 years? Mm. Was it by an email from her, from his attorney?
Well, you still need to serve the person personally with somebody over the age of 18. You have to hand them the papers, and it hasn't changed in my career. You can send them a notice and acknowledgement of receipt, but often they don't sign it. Most times they don't sign it. So you have to deliver the papers, and she had the papers delivered, but he didn't like it, so I don't...
Did Sarah Palin's husband tell her prior, or she just received something saying, hey, your husband wants a divorce?
I think she just received something, but if you tell them in advance, they avoid service. So what can you do?
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough.
Didn't you have a client who avoided service, a woman?
I've had many avoid service. And sometimes you got to track them down for months, and it's very difficult. We have a guy now, and he won't respond to the petition. And we're sort of in limbo till we finally get him served, and we have to then take his default, which in a divorce is really tough to do.
Wow.
I remember trying to serve my stepmother, who alluded, I mean, literally was out of the country, would do anything not to be served until literally she was going to lose by default by not being here. And then she just shows up, right, and wants everything overturned for the last year that ruled against her. You know, it's ridiculous.
And you're not talking about divorce, you're talking about...
Yeah, but anything. Yeah. But we served the person who is taking care of the home, and they said that counts.
And sometimes substitute service does count. There are various ways to do it, but it's still not easy. The best way is have somebody personally serve the papers, and it can't be the plaintiff in the case or the petitioner. So
when we talk about it, and we're going to take a quick break, but before we do, I want you to leave the listeners with, from your expertise, the reasons why you see divorces. Why are they occurring at such a high rate?
I'll be happy to talk about it.
right now. Give me a list, and then it's the teaser. We're into teasers
here.
Yeah,
so don't give us the whole thing. Just tease people.
Drugs, alcohol abuse, mental illness, infidelity.
What about lack of communication?
Usually people can solve that one.
Really?
No. Oh, oh.
Is that what you encourage people to do?
You disagree, Carrie?
Completely, because people don't know how to communicate. Literally, people think they do, and they think that they're communicating correctly, and they're not. Because if they did, I believe the universal solvent is communication. People have to take courses or learn how to communicate to get through to somebody.
I agree with that, but most people are willing to give it a shot.
Yeah.
But when there's mental illness, drugs, something else involved, there are problems.
And I think also when you have kids involved and there's a failure to communicate, sometimes you can bring them together. Even you as a lawyer versus a psychologist or therapist, which I know you would recommend. But as a lawyer, you often feel like you're giving therapy to get these people together to think about the kids if there's no, for instance, drugs or infidelity involved.
Of course, because you're going to parent for the next 18 years, 15 years, 5 years. You're going to have to figure it out. If you're not married, you're going to have to figure it out in divorce because you're going to be exchanging the kids two or three times a week for years and years and years. So you got to work it out. Why not work it out while you're married instead of having to do it with step parents and others involved?
We have to take a quick break. He's Peter Walzer. It's walzermelcher.com. We're going to talk more to Peter after the break. And if you want to call, it's 800-222-5222. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
At Aaron's, we love the holiday spirit, the kindness, the giving, the sharing. For us, that spirit has no season. It's always there, in those doing good all year round. That's why we approve good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? Okay. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want flexible payment options? Sure. Lease to own top brands. Delivery is free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
So you think you have unlimited data?
Recalculating. Recalculating.
Think again. If you have unlimited data on a network you can't trust, your data is limited, and so are you. Set your smartphone free with the new unlimited plans from Total Wireless. Get four lines with unlimited data on the nation's best 4G LTE network with 100 gigabytes at high speed, then 2G, for just $25 a month per line.
You have arrived at your destination.
Get the new unlimited plans. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at authorized dealers. See terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
From ooh to
aww.
Whatever reaction you're looking for this holiday, spread more joy with custom holiday cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And now you can get special Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus, save on other memorable photo gifts like canvas prints. So get our Black Friday prices until December 3rd with 60% off holiday cards and photo calendars. Plus, great deals on photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter code RADIO60 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, code RADIO60.
Dell has announced their biggest Black Friday ever with some of the lowest prices of the year, offering you up to 50% off top brand electronics like Samsung TVs. You'll also get massive deals on Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. For the gamer, streamer, or student, Dell has you covered. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Black Friday. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
The beacon of common sense. AM 790 KABC.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law. Still thinking about what can go wrong? Instead, let's get excited about what can go right on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
What is this?
It's country.
I don't know country. Is that a group? Country?
Is this Patty? What's her name?
It's Tammy Wynette.
Tammy Wynette.
Something
Tammy
about divorce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know country singers got divorced.
No, they never do. Oh, okay. Never, ever. Their dogs don't die. Their wives don't leave them. Nothing in country like that.
Peter Walzer, a preeminent divorce attorney, family law attorney, Walzer and Melcher. Peter, before the break, you talked about the do's and don'ts and mentioned a list of things to do. Now, you talk about choosing your words wisely. Why is that so important?
Well, when you're talking about divorce, obviously it's sensitive, but there's no point in hurting the person. There's no point in talking about it through emotion. It's really a business decision when it comes down to it. And once it gets wrapped up in the emotion, it gets very expensive, very anxiety producing, hurts the kids. So you want to be as neutral as you possibly can be. Now, is this real world? Is that what people really do? No, they scream it in a big fight right in front of the kids, in front of the Christmas tree or the Hanukkah candles, and it's miserable. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can plan it. You can do it in a logical way. You don't have to cause more pain than it already involves.
You know, ironically, he's talking about his clients and their spouses if they're divorcing. But as lawyers, we have to deal with an opposing counsel. And sometimes it's not that easy. When you talk about opposing counsel, isn't it really important that you either know who you're dealing with or you don't? For instance, if Laura Wasser, who's been on our show a few times and who you have done a wonderful podcast with in her Divorce Sucks podcast, great podcast, you know her well, you respect her. Her father was an attorney, a divorce attorney, a family law attorney. Your father was a family law attorney. When you have Laura on the other side, it's a different experience than if you had some, really difficult person to deal with.
It's a much different experience. We could sit down, have a cup of coffee, work it out generally. There are legal issues, which there are in every family with kids or wealth or both. There's going to be issues. We can work those out. She's somebody I'd love to have a case against, and we do have cases. Our firm has cases against hers, and they work out generally.
You know, it's interesting because you said you'd love to have her. She's an excellent attorney, as are you. I would much rather have an excellent attorney on the other side than a neophyte or someone trying to make a name for themselves, being really difficult and irrational versus someone who's really good, but you know you can work with.
It usually works out that you have a neophyte or somebody who's trying to make a name for themselves or somebody trying to make it difficult for everybody. That's the common experience in my world.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure when you get opposing counsel you can work with.
John is in Sherman Oaks. John, welcome to Gervie's Law.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Great show tonight, by the way.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The attorney brought up the business side of divorce. I just had a quick question. If a couple is married here in California, but one of the parties owns a home outside of California and the other party is paying most of the bill for that home out of California, is there any claim? Does that still fall under community property laws of California?
Yes, it does. It's technically called quasi-community property, sort of an obscure term, but a California court has the power to determine who gets that home, who pays for it, and so forth.
Even if the party brought that home into the marriage,
well, under California,
prior to being married.
Under California law, that would be separate property, but there may be a community component of that. That's a pretty technical area. I recommend you see a lawyer about that.
That's so, what I called.
Well, there is community property and separate property, and something you own before marriage is your separate property. But if the payments are made with community property, mm-hmm. there's a community part of it.
So if wife or your husband helps pay for the home, that makes sense. But
community property?
It doesn't become community property. You get a part of it.
There's a formula
for figuring that out.
Okay, that makes sense.
John, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
You know, Peter, it is so complex. We have new tax laws, for instance, that affect divorces. How do you deal with the laws that become so technical? We can talk about the emotion behind divorce, but when you're sitting down and you're figuring out dividing up assets, not an easy thing to do.
it is, and that new tax law upended everything. For my whole career, alimony or spouse support was tax deductible and taxable to the recipient. They changed that whole law, making all the premarital agreements that were written under the old law in some way obsolete. So it's very interesting how things have changed everything.
Who's taxed now?
Nobody. No tax. Okay. No deduction. Good. No taxability. Wait. Except for prior orders.
I just believe that part of getting married now in the United States should come with a prenup period. Like, it's not a question of do you want, you know, should you. It just, part of marriage, you should have it. Because I feel like when you're getting married, you're sane, you're happy. There's a rationale to it. So when you get divorced, there isn't. Once you're angry, you're insane. You make bad decisions. You go, it's horrible for everybody, right? So if you're sane, and if we break up, you know, then this goes to you, this goes here, this is what happens. So everybody should have a prenup.
Everybody does have a prenup.
No!
Carrie, it's California family law.
Yeah,
everybody does have a prenup. But you just have to read the law. But when you're in love, you're not going to read the law. You're going to just get married.
But it, there should be a class.
Prenups can be ice water on romance.
It's just everybody's divorced, right? You know, most people
not
get
everyone.
Divorced.
No, that,
not
everyone. That is a
not
fallacy.
You. Not look. I'm just saying, I'm generalizing. What is it? 1 out of 3 or 1 out of 2 marriages end in divorce in California?
Either divorce or death. They
yeah.
All end.
Okay. So yeah. Well, that's true. But there's got to be something. It's ridiculous. People are spending money. They make bad decisions. To me, it's like, look.
But that's life.
It is life. But
Peter,
look, you go to school, right? You learn all this stuff you never use. Why aren't they teaching you how to balance a checkbook, how to
Carrie,
buy a house?
You're exactly right,
why?
Carrie. They should be teaching
right, so
that.
When you get married, you should have to read. You should take a class, like when you're getting a driver's license. Here's what you need to read. Let's make a test. Let's take a test so you understand what your what.
I
how
think
this
that's
works.
A fabulous idea.
Thank you. Let's do it. Let's go up to Carrie let's go
wants
up to the
advice.
Capitol.
And I've tried that.
For people who are engaged, getting married quickly, Carrie wants advice that you will give them.
I would love to give you advice.
Not Carrie. Not Carrie.
I'm not getting divorced.
What's the most important thing that you would say to someone who's thinking about getting married?
I'd say know each other. Figure out, you know, discuss finances. Learn to communicate, as you were saying, Carrie.
Yeah.
You got to have the tools. When you're in love, there are no issues, no problems. But there are going to be, and you got to be able to solve your problems by discussing it. And any training in communication, whether it's a therapist, a book, whatever you can do, talk about the difficult issues, taking care of older parents, balancing a checkbook, all these things. Who's going to control the money? Are you going to have 2 bank accounts or 1 bank account? Or 3 bank accounts, or 4 bank accounts.
I think, and I've said this since I was early 2000s on KLSX. I said you should have to get a license to get married. You have to marry. You have to be in the house together for 3 years. If you're good and for 3 years you've lived together, you're happy, then you can go ahead and get married. That would stop so many divorces.
Peter deals a lot with celebrity high value divorces. I know your firm is experts and specialize in high value. You talked about the Godzilla of divorces when you talk about Jeff Bezos and Mackenzie Bezos. Mm. That doesn't work, does it?
The key to those cases is, and what people want is they generally want it to be kept private and confidential. They don't want it in the public. They don't want everybody right. knowing about it. The Bezos divorce was pretty much going very well until the press got into the emails and texts and so
How
on.
Did they
but
text?
They kept, oh. they had an agreement before anything was filed. And that was the brilliance of that, except for one glitch in the process. But generally, celebrities, high net worth people want to use private judges, want to go out of the system, want to resolve their cases
exactly.
confidentially.
Yeah, sure.
And when you talk about glitches in the process, that's why you need lawyers like Peter Walzer for glitches in the process, which there are many. Peter, we want to thank you for being with us. It's Walzer. Melcher.com, firm in Woodland Hills. If you need more advice, contact them. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Carrie.
You got it.
And that's going to do it. What a show. Ken Davis, thanks for being here. Peter Walzer, it's been a lot of fun.
It has been.
Maybe we should do a 2-hour show
week. This is what we do. We do 1 for sports and 1 for law. I'm telling you, Alan.
2 hours?
I'm telling you. You got to do a sports show.
We'll see. Join us next week. Thanks for listening.
This show furnished by Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn.